We're now going to be talking about medical matters. A new AI-driven ethos therapy machine at Life Vincent Pallotti Hospital. It's a new radiation therapy that uses adaptive therapy to treat tumors, and it's transforming cancer treatment, and it's the only machine of its kind in sub-Saharan Africa. It's adaptive intelligence, and it's revolutionizing radiation treatment, delivering a more personalized treatment to each individual patient and case, and in so doing, causing less damage to surrounding tissue, healthy tissue. And we've invited Life Vincent Pallotti's healthcare chief medical officer and radiation oncologist, Dr. Louis Kathan, to explain the new technology to us. And if you have any questions for the doc, give us a call on 021-446-0567 or send us a voice note or a WhatsApp message to 072-567-1567. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kathan, and thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you, Bianca, and thank you to the listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
Explain to us in layman's terms, if you can, how the ethos works and what Varian's adaptive intelligence actually is.
So the ethos is a linear accelerator which administers a very sophisticated type of radiotherapy. As you said in your introduction, it's called adaptive radiotherapy. The ethos utilizes Varian's adaptive intelligence, which integrates very sophisticated imaging. So it has a high-definition cone beam CT on the linear accelerator, and then incorporates this with artificial intelligence that actually learns the more it treats and learns from the patient's anatomy. So essentially what happens is, you know, different parts of your anatomy will move during your treatment, tumors will grow or will shrink, and with previous and other types of linear accelerator-based radiotherapy, these movements in the patient's tumor and anatomical changes on a daily basis would not be accommodated for. This adaptive therapy now actually allows us to better target the tumor. It also reduces the dose to the normal healthy tissues and then potentially also improves the patient's outcome. So in a nutshell, you know, if one has a tumor that actually moves, we can now see it on the bed. With each treatment, we do a cone beam CT scan. We see the position of where the tumor is in relation to critical structures, and we adapt the treatment plan for the day to better treat that tumor.
In just to clarify, with previous radiation treatment, is it done more blindly, so to speak? Do you not have as much visual on the tumor? Is that what's different?
The difference is with normal other linear accelerator-based treatments, your planning CT scan and MRI scan or CT PET are done prior to your radiation therapy.
So
normally 5 to 7 days before you start your treatment. So if the tumor has grown or if the tumor moves, and we know that lots of parts of our body do move. As an example, if you've got a prostate, you know, your prostate would move based on how full or empty your rectum is, how much urine you've got in your bladder. So with this new ethos radiotherapy system, we can see at the point in time when you are treated where the tumor is lying in relation to these normal critical structures. And in so doing, we can avoid giving excessive dose to the normal anatomy and increase the dose to the tumor itself. And we can also prevent misses to the tumor. Because with the old forms of radiotherapy, if the tumor has moved out of the planned radiation field, you would not necessarily see that.
I understand now. So it's more personalized to each case.
So this is the first form of personalized radiotherapy available in sub-Saharan Africa. Yes.
Is this something that it's new here? I'm not sure when you got the machine. Was it in October?
So the machine arrived about 5 to 6 months ago, and we started treating our first patients at the beginning of September. In fact, on the 5th and 6th of September, we treated our first 2 patients.
And have you had good results with the use?
Well, internationally, the results have been phenomenal. We do know that you can increase the dose to tumors very successfully and prevent excessive dose to normal structures. We've only had the machine operational for a very short period of time, the patients we've analyzed thus far, the outcomes have been good, and we have proven that there has been a decrease of dose to the normal structures of anatomy in these patients. Yes.
To the healthy tissue that surrounds the tumor. In the press information that I read, it mentions that the ethos is a less intimidating experience for patients. How so? What do they mean by that?
So it's a new way of radiotherapy, and Varian were very clever and obviously had focus groups, and it's less intimidating. It's a flat tabletop, which goes into sort of like a donut-shaped structure, and the ergonomics of it is much different from a traditional linear accelerator, so making it more appealing to patients.
My guest is Dr. Louis Kathan. He's a radiation oncologist with Life Vincent Pilotti. He's also the healthcare chief medical officer there. And we're talking about the new Ethos machine, which is AI-driven with adaptive therapy, a new way of radiating malignant tumors. We have a voice note from a listener. Can we just listen to that, Doc?
We can.
We haven't got the voice. We're just going to... Oh, there's no voice note. Sorry. We'll come back to the voice note a little later. If you do have a question, though, for the doctor, you can text us. You can WhatsApp us on 072-567-1567, or you can call us on 021-446-0567. Which cancers have you used it for to date, and which cancers can it be used for specifically going forward?
So it is a new technology. Cancers currently being treated at Vincent Pilotti. We've treated cervical carcinoma, so cancer of the cervix, cancer of the rectum and anus. We've done some lung cancer treatments and also prostate cancer treatments. We've done a few bony metastases and lymph node metastases as well. And over time, as we implement our new programs, we will move to other areas of the body as well.
And it hasn't been used on the brain to date?
To date, internationally, it has been used on the brain. But in South Africa, we are still, as I said, we are still implementing our workflows, and that will be something which we implement as time proceeds.
Tell me, this has been used overseas in the Northern Hemisphere for some time. Which country created the Ethos? Where was it designed? And is this cutting-edge technology? Is this what the best hospitals in the world are using?
So I'm very proud to say that we do have this technology available before many of the big cancer centers in the world. I recently was in the United States, and Memorial Sloan Kettering does not have an Ethos system, and they're the largest and first and biggest private oncology center in the world. Cleveland Clinic similarly also does not have an Ethos adaptive system as yet, and they're on order. There are very few of them in the world. When we ordered our system, there were less than 30 in the world, and currently there are approximately 60 of these units in the world.
Amazing. So very privileged to have one in Cape Town. In our off-air conversation, you mentioned that this machine comes with a huge price tag. Does that mean it's more expensive than regular radiation, and will medical aids cover it?
Currently, it's fully covered by medical aids. The cost differential in South Africa has not been priced into the market, so we are charging normal radiotherapy rates. And so patients are benefiting and getting a superior outcome and a superior target delineation for paying the same rate as conventional VMAT or IMAS T radiotherapy. Yes.
Okay, so it is covered. One of our listeners wants to know, does it have fewer side effects than mainstream radiation?
So the type of radiotherapy that you're receiving is still photon-based radiotherapy, and 95% of the world's radiotherapy is photon-based. Potentially, you will have fewer side effects because your normal critical structures and normal tissues will receive reduced doses, so there will be fewer side effects from that. And potentially, you can have better outcomes because your tumor potentially will have higher doses received because we can carefully delineate this tumor every single day and identify where the tumor is located. Yes.
How difficult is it to use, Doc? Are you having to retrain your radiation clinic?
So when we acquired this device, it's been quite a lengthy process. The machine arrived some months ago. All our staff have been fully trained, so that is the radiotherapists, the radiographers, all our physicists, and all our oncologists have to be retrained to be able to utilize this sophisticated piece of equipment, yes.
We've got a caller, Mike, from Cape Town, from the CBD. Hi, Mike. What is your question for the doc?
Hi, doctor. How similar is this technology to, or different to the Gamma Knife?
Did you hear that?
A Gamma Knife is traditionally using cobalt radiotherapy sources. This is a linear accelerator which utilizes electrical energy to produce photons. So they both produce photons. So it's a completely different modality of treatment. A Gamma Knife versus a linear accelerator are much different. The Gamma Knife at this point in time, there is one in South Africa. The utilization of that is mainly for brain radiotherapy and utilizes stereotactic techniques, whereas this linear accelerator can be used for almost every part of the body. So it's a dramatically different uses.
Does the Gamma Knife not use the AI imaging technology?
It does not.
Right. So that is also key. All right. I hope that answers your question, Mike. So it's a totally different concept, hey doc, the Gamma Knife to
completely. Yes, it is.
Okay, but there is still a role to be played for current systems, right? That are in place. I mean, this is not going to replace all other radiation. Can we maybe clarify that for our listeners?
So I think radiation and technology is in evolution. There are lots of different competing modalities becoming available. We do believe that this adaptive therapy has got wide applications, and in future, more than likely, this will become standard of care. We do believe that certain basic forms of radiotherapy can still be performed on normal linear accelerators, and for organs at risk and moving targets and certain specialized tumors like we have discussed earlier, adaptive therapy is superior because there are better outcomes and less normal structure damage. Yes.
Okay. So previous other ways of radiation are still going to be used. This is eventually it'll be standard of care, but people can still rely on those systems. I think it's important.
So internationally, if you look at Memorial Sloan Kettering, they still have conventional linear accelerators. So this is cutting edge. As I said, there are 60 of these machines worldwide. Mm. So there are very few of them, and they're used for specialized techniques in certain tumors based on your clinician or your oncologist experience and advice. So normal linear accelerators still have their place, but as I said, for certain tumors, this is a superior treatment modality with potential superior outcomes.
So if there are patients out there who want to ask their oncologists about it, is there a website or somewhere, some kind of information that could be available on the Vincent Pilotti website? Is there something that we can put out there?
So what my advice would be is for the patient to actually ask their oncologist and to say to them, because everybody's tumor is different and everyone's comorbidities and their specifics are completely different. So I would ask your oncologist and say, doc, is the ETHOS radiotherapy system going to be applicable to my tumor? Will I potentially have a superior outcome? And your oncologist will give you the best opinion based on that.
Thank you so much for your time today, Doc. We really appreciate it. The ETHOS system is very exciting and very wonderful that it's in the country and in the only one in sub-Saharan Africa. Really, thank you for sharing that information with us today.
Thank you, Bianca. Thank you, listeners. I hope the information was helpful.
So we were talking about the new AI-driven ethos therapy at Life Vincent Pilotti Hospital. It's a new radiation therapy that uses adaptive therapy to treat tumors, and it's transforming cancer treatment, the only machine of its kind in sub-Saharan Africa. Its adaptive intelligence system is revolutionizing radiation treatment, delivering a more personalized treatment to each individual patient, and in so doing, causing less damage to surrounding tissue. So ask your oncologist about it. It is cutting edge and it is in the country. So that is, you know, some good news, which is always nice to get on the cancer front.